With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Irish novelist Edna O'Brien did not have a happy childhood. O'Brien recalls the village in which he grew up as being repressive.
It was a very narrow and religious and claustrophobic society. It was also very punitive. Most things one might do were wrong.
O'Brien says she was born to unhappy parents.
My mother was very hard on me in particular as the youngest child. Everything was redolent of sin, so that I grew up full of fear.
It was a terrible scandal when Edna O'Brien ran off to England to get married at the age of 18. It was an even bigger scandal several years later when her book, The Country Girls, was published.
The book came out to savage attacks in the Irish papers about this smear on Irish womanhood and how I had disgraced my country. And in my own little village, three copies of the book, I suppose a great number considering no one buys books, three copies infiltrated the village. So the parish priest rounded them up and they burned these three copies in the garden or grounds of the church.
O'Brien's first novels were banned in Ireland.
The next book was called The Lonely Girl, which was filmed as Girl with Green Eyes. And the consensus was that The Country Girls was a prayer book compared with The Lonely Girls.
Edna O'Brien's latest novel is Time and Tide, about the ordeal of an Irish woman in London who seeks to find herself. Published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The early novels by Irish writer Edna O'Brien were written from the perspective of two young girls. But O'Brien's latest book, Time and Tide, is seen through the eyes of a parent, a woman with two sons.
The actual visceral attachment, I think, is stronger than any other bond. Stronger than love in marriage or friendship. They come out of your body.
Time and Tide is O'Brien's first book to focus on London.
I've been living in London for 25 years, and I never dared to write about it because I wasn't sure that I knew it well enough.
Now she does know it well enough. Edna O'Brien is a poet. Even her prose reads like poetry.
I find a lot of prose, particularly modern prose, I can't read it because it doesn't nourish me.
Edna O'Brien insists she likes men, although most of the men in her novels are heels, and she doubts she could ever write from a man's point of view.
I wouldn't have a sure touch, and sureness of touch is what counts in a work. The reader can feel it then. You can feel, I let this author take me anywhere. Because there's a sure touch.
Farrar, Straus, Giroux published Edna O'Brien's beautiful novel, Time and Tide. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There was no library, in fact, no books, in the tiny Irish village in which Edna O'Brien grew up in the late 30s and 40s.
Because of having had a hard upbringing, to put it mildly, I've always been rather hard on myself. And I feel that I must constantly be learning.
Edna O'Brien was 24 when her first novel, The Country Girls, was published in 1960. Since then, O'Brien has published nearly 20 books, the latest called Time and Tide.
Each book I write is like the rung of a ladder to the next book.
Edna O'Brien says she wants to write words that glisten with truth and depth.
I read now that people send in synopses of books to publishers and it's discussed with an editor and all that. I'd be hopeless at that. I wouldn't be able to do it because to me the journey you make is what the excitement and metier and material of the book is.
While her early books were banned in her native Ireland, O'Brien is now treated like a celebrity when she returns. But O'Brien says she'll never go back to live.
In Ireland, it being such a small country, and definitely a very inquisitive country, that I wouldn't have that particular hermetic freedom that I need to write. I lead a very hidden life.
Edna O'Brien's striking novel, Time and Tide, is the story of a young wife and mother who struggles to overcome adversity and to find love and peace. Published by Farrar, Straus, Giroux. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.